Good morning. It's 8:30 from FM 95.7 KQWC Webster City. Welcome to our Monday edition of our Community Corner. Coming up on September 8th, a very special election is coming to the Webster City Community School District. It has to do with the Webster City High School, the PEPL levy and so forth that I believe is over $43 million for that, 43.5, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But the man that has all the answers is Matt Burninghouse, our Webster City Community School Superintendent, joins me in the studios live on this Monday morning. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you along here today as we
talk
about this very important election coming up. This is your first time out here. We may get you some more visits here from time to time throughout the school year. So, Matt, has been you've had a busy summer. Almost constantly, we have FEH architects that have been here. They did some programs and so on and so forth. So, how's it been so far?
Good. It has been a very, very busy summer. We've been doing a lot of planning for a potential high school renovation project that we do have coming up. You alluded to our September 8th election that is just around the corner.
Right.
But prior to that, we've been doing a ton of planning yet this summer. We've had some community engagement sessions where we had FEH architectural firm in our building, our high school building, and that was July 7th and 8th. That was, we called it a spark session, where it was open all day for community members to come in and just share some insights, some thoughts they had about potential facilities renovations and what this could look like. And quite honestly, from some of those spark sessions came some very good renderings and drawings that we've been working with preliminarily to just kind of get us started. And then since then, we've had a couple community meetings, public informational meetings, two of them in July. We've got another one that's going to be coming up, and I think we'll talk about that later on. We actually have two more coming up in the next few weeks. And then we've also got some community events. We're trying to display any of this information that we've got within our area businesses and some speaking opportunities that I've had, like the one here on the radio today. I spoke with the Rotary Group about our potential project, and then I'll be going to the American Legion here, I think it's this week, to talk to them as well.
Have you had chances to meet there, Matt, with representatives of the neighboring communities such as Cambrar, Blairsburg, and Williams? Because they're a part of this too.
Absolutely. We've got an advisory committee that's made up of a broad range of community members. It's 19 individuals throughout our school district. And they're providing perspective and feedback to the school board as they evaluate options and communication strategies for our community and what this does look like. So a big thanks to that advisory committee. And yes, it is made up of multiple individuals throughout our community.
Mm-hmm. Not only Webster City, but as we alluded to, people in the Northeast Hamilton area from Blairsburg, Cameron, and Williams, and also in Duncombe, I believe. Woolstock, is that Eagle Grove, right?
Yeah.
So it's just Duncombe, Webster City, naturally, and for three communities, Cambrar, Blairsburg, and Williams, for the Northeast Hamilton area.
Yep.
What's been some of the questions you've heard there, Matt, from residents heading into this election?
Well, there's just been a lot of questions about a little bit of the why. You know, why are we looking at this? What are we doing big picture? And we've got a 1960s building that that we need to make some renovations to, whether it's some additions to it or some renovations to that. And we're still fleshing that out a little bit. But safety expectations have changed within our schools. We do have a secure building where we have people buzzed into the front entrance. But once they're buzzed into our front entrance of our high school, there's free rein within the entire building right there. They have to walk, 50 foot down to our high school office before they can kind of check in, kind of a deal. So we want to make sure that school safety is a priority with some kind of a renovation. So secured entrances, controlled access, improved visibility, and then any modern security features that we can certainly have. We've also been talking with community, and there's questions about the educational needs, and those have changed as well throughout the years, where we don't have kids just sitting in desks and rows anymore. Unfortunately, that's what our classrooms look like right now, but we do a lot more collaboration, hands-on learning, and we have flexible teaching spaces within our buildings as well. That's the goal. We've also got some ADA, some Americans with Disabilities Act challenges within our building, where some of our doorways aren't necessarily wide enough for our kiddos with wheelchairs. Access to second floor is a challenge. We do have a lift that goes up the stairway, but it's hard to use that when we do have other students that are using the stairway at the same time, so we have to alternate some passing times and whatnot. So looking at some of those improvements as well, and then just some staff recruiting. That's changed over the years too. There's difficulty around the nation. It's not just a Webster City issue to try to attract and retain high quality educators. And we just want to make sure that we have got a high quality working environment for those educators when they come and interview with us, you know, and making sure that there's air conditioning and just quality environments for all of them. So we get questions from the community about the why, and that is some of the why that I'm sharing there as well.
I'm sure in your visit there too, Matt, you've probably heard people who graduated from Webster City High School dating back to the 1960s and the 70s, including myself, because as we say, we've seen tremendous change for all these classrooms, not like it was when I attended high school about 50 years ago.
Speaking to that a little bit, we during these community sessions, at the end of them, we always offer tours of the high school facility. And there's been multiple that have went in there and said, hey, this was built when I was in high school. And boy, a lot of it looks the same. So we've not done a ton of updates within our building as well. So pretty much what you're saying there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking with Matt Burninghouse, superintendent of the Webster City Community Schools, as we talk about a special election coming to Webster City on September 8th, and there'll be some informational meetings, one coming up this Wednesday evening and the other coming up on August the 25th. Matt, I think a lot of people are concerned about, we've had some changes at the high school, what with the Premsi Auditorium that was built 26 years ago, back at the start of the 21st century, and the super gym we've got there at Webster City High School. Will that have any impact whatsoever with this change?
So the renovations, nothing's set in stone as of yet, but the renderings that we've been working on try to secure and keep the parts of the building that are working well for our kiddos right now. So we've got the competition gym, which is an outstanding addition that occurred back in 2012. We've got our Premsa High Auditorium that is working fabulously for our kiddos as well. And we've got a PE gym right in that area too. So the renderings that we're looking at would continue to keep some of those areas because they work well and function for our kiddos. We wouldn't get rid of something like that when it works so well for our kiddos. So yeah, a lot of that stuff would stay. And then we're talking about more of the educational wing, potential renovations, and then some additional classroom space as well.
Athletics are key in Webster City High School, as you realize. Of course, we had the football season just around the corner. And, of course, during the summer months, we have the baseball and softball teams. Will also there be an impact, too, with the football field coming down the road, do you think?
Probably not. What we're trying to do is really focus on the educational aspect of a renovation project. So the athletics wouldn't be touched unless they have to be. So, for instance, if we're looking at potentially doing a community recreation center, that might be connected to the competition gym and would potentially go on top of where the current baseball field is. So in essence, we would have to move the baseball field to a different location. Okay. So that would be the reason that we touch any of our athletic fields. Cause we do have, I would say minus the track needs some renovation done to that, but our baseball field is functional. Our football field is functional. The track does need a facelift and we need to do something with that in the future. That might be separate from this project, depending upon if any of the potential new classrooms would be built on top of that. If indeed that happened, we'd obviously have to touch the track. But we would be looking at the track in the future, and it might be separate from this renovation project. Now, when you do talk about athletics, like I alluded to, there's a potential for a community recreation center. And we've been working with the city of Webster City about what this could potentially look like. John Herenstein, city manager, and I went to Clear Lake probably a month and a half ago and visited with their city officials and school leaders because they have a kind of a community rec center. They've got an agreement between the city and the school. It's a 2080 agreement. And we're kind of looking at that to figure out if that's something that we can model here within our school, with a partnership for our school and community, so we can enhance the programming for our community, youth sports, adult recreation, and community events. We're really talking about the community benefits of attracting families to our community, supporting our employers, having a little bit more community pride with a facility like this, regional tournaments, and then just the overall quality of life within our city.
I know at one time that Bob Howard was an athletic director, one-time football coach. He was spearheading all these tournaments coming into Webster City, football, wrestling, basketball.
Absolutely.
And you have a showcase right there, Matt, at the high school.
Yes. And we've got that beautiful competition gym that can potentially be utilized. But then if we do have a rec center that's added on to that competition gym where we can have a couple additional courts, potentially some kind of a green space that could be utilized for not just athletics, but our fine arts as well. That's something that I want to pay attention to, too, is with this renovation project, we're looking to first enhance our educational opportunities for kiddos. We want to enhance the fine arts opportunities for our kiddos, and we also want to touch on the athletics and activities for our kiddos as well. So having that green space within the rec center, we'd have marching band practices in there, so it's a controlled environment. So it's not just about sports. We really want to focus on our fine arts and our academics as well.
Absolutely. Another point there, Jefferson Gym. That's been an icon in Webster City for going on about 85 years now, like 1941. Will that still be used for like maybe special high school basketball games in the wintertime, just maybe one game or so?
It could potentially be used. I don't think there's anything scheduled to be used there. I know right before I got here, we had a challenge with our competition gym and some water pipes on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to move some games into the Jeff Gym. And I did hear a lot about that in regards to the positive climate that was in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's a difficult place for our competitors to play in because it's loud and they're right on top of each other.
Yeah.
It's a cool atmosphere. So I would say that was something that potentially wouldn't be ruled out, but might not be the focus if we've got that comp gym and rec center.
I know one time you and I talked about this, is that Jefferson Gym back in the 1970s and 80s, they had country music shows. They had Dolly Parton performing. I think Tammy Wynette had a show, so did Tom T. Hall and Marty Robbins. Filled up that gymnasium back in the 1970s as a fundraiser for Iowa Central Community College.
Wow, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't know that.
Yeah, it's back in the mid-1970s to about, I'd say about 81, 82 there, Matt.
Wow, that's amazing. Honestly, I'd probably say almost the fullest that I've seen that Jeff Gym, aside from games that they had there, was the FFA alumni had donkey basketball there.
Oh, yeah.
this past year. And my Lord, that gym was full. It was loud. It was a pretty cool experience for the community.
I don't think we'd want to do the donkey basketball game at the new gym.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I wouldn't think so, but at least it's put to good use.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Anything else people need to know about this election coming up?
Yeah. Let me cover there's going to be three questions that are going to be on the ballot for the September. This is September 8th special election. So there's going to be three questions. The first question is going to be specific to the revenue purpose statement for the district. And that question is all about save dollars. So it's the state sales tax, so a state penny. So what the school district is going to ask is, can the school district use the existing save revenue for a broad range of purposes authorized under Iowa code? And that includes facilities improvements, technology enhancements, school safety, and transportation. So every school district in the state of Iowa has got a revenue purpose statement, and laws changed, I think, 6 years ago. So everybody has to re-up their revenue purpose statement by 2031. This is our opportunity to go ahead and update that revenue purpose statement. So we're not asking for anything outside of what's currently authorized under Iowa code, but we do need to get that updated. So we're asking, so can the district use save revenue for a broad range of purposes? The last two questions are specific to that voter-approved PEPL. You had alluded to that.
Which I've been saying, because it's a PEPL levy, the physical plant equipment levy.
Correct. So it's not a general obligation bond. That was what was used to build the competition gym. That's not what we're talking about. That's a $2.70 impact to the property tax rate. School board did not want to go down that route. We're opting to increase our voter-approved PEPL. So the PEPL is the physical plant and equipment levy. And those funds can be used for similar purposes like the SAVE. So we can use it for facilities improvements, technology, school safety, and transportation. It cannot be used to enhance salaries, wages for any employees like that. It's all about bricks and mortar and improving your physical facility. So voter-approved PEPLs are approved on 10-year spans. Currently, the Webster City School District is 7 years into our current 10-year span of our voter-approved PEPL. So we already have a voter-approved PEPL. It's just currently set at 77 cents. What we're asking for is for that remaining 3 years of our current voter-approved PEPL, can we increase that by 57 cents? That'll take our total voter-approved PEPL to $1.34. So we're saying, hey, first question, can we amend our current voter-approved PEPL, increase it by 57 cents to get to the maximum authorized voter-approved PEPL levy rate of $1.34? That would be for 3 years. The third question, so this would be the second one related to the voter-approved PEPL, is can we take that $1.34 rate and can we extend that for the next 10 years? So in essence, that would be 13 years of that $1.34 rate, and that is how we could fund this project. We could borrow against the SAVE revenue. We could borrow against our voter-approved voter-approved PEPL revenue, And then we would have cash on hand from voter-approved PEPL dollars that are coming in. That would equal that $43 million that you alluded to earlier that we could enhance our high school facilities project. So it's a fiscally responsible way to try to improve our facilities without asking for a $2.70 general obligation bond. And it takes 50% plus one for these questions in order for them to be approved. And again, that's coming up on September 8th.
Mm-hmm. I think Westay will help out with our Webster City schools with this situation like this going on from...
Situations like this, typically that's voter controlled, so mm-hmm. the state wouldn't jump in, and they're more setting the allowable growth rate that we can use on salaries and things of that nature. But if we want to improve our facilities, we have to go to our patrons and ask them, hey, can we either go after a general obligation bond, or can we increase our voter approved PEPL rate?
All right. Hate to play the devil's advocate, but if this vote fails coming up, which we hope it don't, mm-hmm. on September 8th, then what's the next step, Matt?
Next step would be trying to regroup, figure out if we needed to get more information out. Let me say this. When it comes to this vote, the timing on this is key, and it's very important. The reason that we're asking for this increase in the voter-approved PEPL levy rate right now is currently we do have a general obligation bond, and we're paying off the competition gym.
Right.
We have two payments left. And these are annual payments. So we're going to make one this year, and we're going to make one the following fiscal year. So at the same time, we're asking for this 57-cent increase in the voter-approved PEPL. The general obligation bond to pay off the last payment for that competition gym is going to go from a $2.70 rate to a 64-cent rate. So we've got a lot of – it's going to go down $2.06. So there's capacity in there. If we approve the voter-approved PEPL by 57 cents – we've got a different part of our levy that's already going to be decreasing by $2.06. So the overall tax rate for our patrons is going to decrease, even with a 57-cent increase in our voter-approved PEPL. And it's very difficult to understand that. I've got some visuals, and we try to explain that at our community meetings. And if anybody has questions about that, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I can walk anybody through that. It's easier when I have my visuals in front of me and can show people. But overall, if our voter-approved PEPL increases, that the overall tax rate for our patrons will decrease.
Do you think might have a video presentation on your school website or maybe on your Facebook page?
We will be. We're actually going to be shooting a video this Wednesday before our community meeting. We've got our construction management firm, Krauss Anderson's, coming in, and we're going to do some video shoots of our high school facility, and then I'm going to give an overview of the financial portions of this as well.
And that's that'll be posted sometime later this week. Information people need to know when it comes to this vote on September 8th.
You bet. As soon as possible, we will get that out. As soon as it's edited, we'll get that on the website. We'll pump it out into social media. Absolutely.
Because we've seen so much change. I've seen it with our Webster City Middle School building. That was constructed back in the 1990s. And that's because it was the old junior high building. And then, of course, we had the multi-purpose gymnasium and the Prentice High Auditorium.
Yep.
That all had...
Yep, we're always trying to make sure, improve our facilities, you know, for student safety, educational purposes, and then again trying to attract and retain those high-quality educators. So we certainly want to stay up with the times and make sure that we offer the best environment for our kiddos to increase student achievement.
Mm-hmm. I know that Sunset Heights, that building is about, 60, going on 70 years old, I believe.
I believe
back
so.
Back in 1956.
Yep.
And we had a number of elementary buildings when I was growing up.
Absolutely.
And that was just torn down recently.
It was. Right when I got here, air conditioning got put into our two elementaries here in the Webster City community, so that was a great enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's something that we're trying to focus on, too, at the high school, is trying to get some air conditioning for our high school kiddos as well, and just to improve that educational environment.
All right. Well, anything else? Did we miss anything on our visit about the high school project?
I think let me talk a little bit about the timeline. So currently,
sure.
Right now, we're in the planning stages of this. We've got our community engagement sessions that are going on right now. Again, public information meetings. You've done a great job, and thank you so much for pumping those out in the community. The election is coming up on September 8th. And then if this does get approved, construction would start as early as next summer, next spring and summer. We would start phasing in this construction. So it could be completed within a couple years. It'll take about a year and a half for renovations and potential new construction. So this could happen pretty quickly if we can get this vote approved.
So that means that... the school year of 28, 29. Would that be?
Probably. So 27, 28 construction, 28, 29 construction, and then.
So they'll be going, the students 30. Will be attending classes still at the high school, or would that have some other
They would still be at the high school. We would phase in construction. There would be potentially a new portion constructed where we could then put some kiddos while we're renovating the current portions of the building as well. So that's where that construction management crew is going to help us try to figure out what that phasing looks like so we can try to not upset the educational environment as much as possible.
Exciting time. So we see what happens when the election takes shape coming up on September 8th.
Absolutely.
Did we miss anything else?
I think that's it.
All right. Let's talk about the 26-27 school year. In 2 weeks, the students and staff, they've had a good summer. They've had the fairs. They've been time with their families and so forth. So you've had some meetings as of late, Matt. How's it been?
It's been great. We're looking forward to having our kiddos come back. We just had a great registration event that took place last week, early in the week. Our student services coordinator, Amanda Warwick, did an outstanding job of coordinating that event. We had so much community support there. It was outstanding. We offered, I think it was the first 300 families come through to get free hot dogs, free meal, and sold out of that. We did a great job. I was really happy to see just all the community support and engagement for our families coming in. So then we've got a meet and greet that's going to be coming up in a couple weeks as well, and that's on school calendar, so they can know the dates there. But we're really looking forward to having the kiddos come back. Teachers will come back that week prior, and we'll get everything going.
Mm-hmm. How many new staff members this year?
I think it is 18 or 19 new staff members that we've got coming in this year. So looking forward to having them come in. We've got orientation for them scheduled later this week, where our student services coordinator, Jama Hisler, does an outstanding job of coordinating that orientation for our new staff members. So we'll have 2 days with them, and they've got professional partners, so our current staff members that work with our new employees as well, just making sure that they get all their questions answered and ease that transition in.
But no new administrators this year at the high school or middle school? Or...
Nope. We do have a new business manager in our business office, Amanda Sowell. Kathy Beery is still in the business office. We've just done some rearrangement there. So we're very excited to have both of them working with us in the business office as well.
Neat. So that's a new face there at the business office.
Absolutely.
With Kathy there. So that's all coming up. And we won't know, Matt, until sometime the fall, how many kids will be attending?
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, there's open enrollment in and open enrollment out requests that occur since this last March. Those typically get approved, but we don't know what our enrollment's going to be until the first week of classes start and figure out who shows up. Kind of deal.
Isn't that they do that on the 1st of October, where they have the...
Yeah, right around there. Yep. Then that's our official count date. But we'll have a good number within the first week and a half of school, how many kiddos we've got.
Neat. Yeah, so we'll find out. So again, another information meeting scheduled for this Wednesday, the 12th of August. It starts at 6 o'clock at PEMSCI Auditorium, and you'll have a video posted there, Matt, about what people need to know with this election and the high school project.
You bet. And again, if anybody has questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me in the administrative office, email, phone call, ask questions at the community sessions. We do have an opportunity for community to ask questions at those sessions. We typically have our architects, FEH Architectural Firm, Krauss Anderson Construction Management, and then I will be there as well to answer questions. So if anybody's got any questions, please feel free to bring them.
Yep. Again, there is a Webster City School Board meeting this Monday evening starting at 6 at the administration building. The last meeting is scheduled for August 25th. I'm just noticing, trying to remember this, that's at the, again, PEMSCI Auditorium. Where do people vote, by the way, on?
They vote at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds.
In the entrance building?
Yep. Yep,
at the entrance building, and that's from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m., I believe.
That's correct.
The school board, not school board, school bond election.
Yep, so the voter-approved PEPL election.
PEPL levy.
Yep, so, absolutely.
Very good. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Mr. Burning?
No, I appreciate you inviting me in to come and talk about this.
And we get you on more from time to time this school year about what's going on with Webster City Schools. And, of course, we'll talk more with the election coming up as that's down the road.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You betcha. Matt Burninghouse, Webster City Community Schools on KQWC 853, 75 degrees. Now today's weather brought to you by Windsor Manor Wall Street in Webster City.
Here's your KQWC weatherology forecast. Cloudy